Welcome to another broadcast feature here on Real Prospector. Today we open the show with Robert Palmer, founder and president of the Robert Palmer family of companies. Then we'll get to our featured guest today, Peter Cook. If you don't know Peter, he is a leader in investment properties. He finds the right deals for the right people. And he's been doing this for a long time, mainly in the Jacksonville area, but he's got great experience all across the country. Really interesting conversation with Peter, how he puts it all together. Where does he get his clients? Where does he find the investment deals? But first, let's drop in on a recent seminar. Robert Palmer addressing that seminar. It was all real estate agents. And Robert was talking about weighing out your leads. Are your leads quantity, or are you going towards specific leads that are going to pay off big time? You know, it's kind of a quality versus quantity. Let's check it out.
You got to think about it. Somebody's in town. They're down at Disney. They're sitting around like, oh, hey, honey, I wonder what a house sells for here in Orlando. And they hit your website because they search Orlando homes for sale, right? And they put in their information because you force them before they can see the information. They don't want to buy a house. They don't want to be contacted. They just want to see what a house is worth in that area. Then they fly home to Buffalo and you never hear from them again. And meanwhile, you're chasing them. You're calling them 10, 12, 15 times, wasting efforts. Now, I don't think all internet marketing is bad, trust me, but I do want people to understand what it is. And the leads are different. They require more work. They are lower quality. It's the natural thing. And agents get excited because there's that instant feeling of, oh, this is working. You don't get that with direct mail. You don't get that with other things, right? Oh, this is working. So secret number two is where I do think internet is very valuable is to make them think you're everywhere. All right, so let's talk about this. If I'm mailing into a neighborhood, if I'm farming an area, and all of a sudden they go on Zillow or Trulia and my face is there, that's now a second touch point. If they Google the name of that neighborhood and my website comes up first, it's another reinforcement. Well, it is if your domain is correct. Most of you would probably go by greatlookingorlandofabulousmansions.com. Oh, there went my water. greatlookingorlandofabulousmansions.com, which is no good. It should be your name. You know, I think your name should be right there. If you Google Heathrow Country Club Homes for Sale, I want robertpalmer.com to be the number one, because even if they don't click on it, it's like, oh, there's that Robert Palmer guy again. I think I just saw him on Zillow a little while ago. I think I saw him in my mailbox. I think I saw his banner ads. I think I saw him at an event, right? You got to make them feel like you're everywhere. That's what we try to do with marketing. So a great way to do that is there's a system called retargeting, remarketing. And this is where when someone visits your website, you infect them with a cookie, and then you follow them all over the internet, right? And when we first did this, people didn't really understand what it was. So people call me and say, man, Robert, I was on my kids' youth soccer league website, and there you were. You're so smart to advertise on the youth soccer league website. Who would have ever thought to advertise on the youth soccer league website? Not me, right? Robert, I was trying to fix my toaster, and there you were on the toaster repair website. How did you ever think to be on the toaster repair website? Didn't, right? I'm following you around the internet. All right, and so when we do seminars on internet advertising, it's about how to do this, how to make them feel like you're everywhere, how to follow them around, how to be in the right places, how to be on the right websites. If you're not advertising in a zip code, don't waste your money buying that zip code through Zillow. It's not gonna do you any good. It's only one touch point. Now, if you're mailing into that area and you're out there farming that area and you're out there meeting people and networking and doing other stuff in that area, maybe it's gonna work. It's gonna work better, but it's not gonna work alone. You may get lucky. Somebody always gets lucky and gets a deal. You know, for every 1,000 leads that are garbage, there is that one lead that buys a $1 million house sight unseen and they get a big check. And that's where the testimonial comes from. But there's 900 other agents that did not get that result. The other thing I want you to think about is, any of you who have bought Zillow or Trulia, they find you by cold calling you, right? So you're sitting around in your office, you get your cell phone rings. Hey, this is so-and-so from Zillow. They're feeling like Jerry Maguire back in their office cold calling you and selling you internet advertising, right? I just want everybody to think about that dynamic. They're not selling you through internet advertising, they're selling you through cold calling on their internet advertising, all right? My budgeted RP funding, about 5%, a little less than 5% is internet advertising. Now we do a lot online, we do a lot with websites, but we do not pay a bunch of money for clicks and banner ads and all this. We do retargeting to make them think we're everywhere. We buy selective keywords. We do some things, but we don't spend a ton of money. Everybody's like, oh, internet marketing is so hot, it's the future, print is dead. Wrong. All right, less than 5% of our budget is internet marketing. I'm not a big fan of internet marketing. Now you gotta have internet presence. And that's our secret number three, is offline advertising makes the best online conversions. All right, if I send you a postcard that says, go to my website and get your free home valuation, and you fill that out, you are infinitely more likely to do business with me than someone who Googles Orlando home values and fills out the form. It takes more commitment. I have to get your mail piece. I have to look at your face. I have to go back to my computer. I have to type in your website, and then I have to fill out the form. Where if I find you online, I just click once and fill it out. So the idea is that the leads you are getting will be much higher quality. This is the method we use. We take our direct mail, we take our TV, our radio. The goal of all of that is to push you to our website so I can then follow you around the internet and try to brand RP Funding to you. And that's one of the methods we use. So when I do internet advertising seminars, we talk about Google AdWords. And again, we're gonna have 10 or 12 seminars over the next year. If you guys are all invited, everybody can come to a seminar for free every month. Not a big deal. We're not gonna try to make money off of this. Google AdWords, we talk about services like Boomtown and Tiger Leads and how they can be a part of an overall proper structure and proper campaign. I do not believe they work if you just stick them out there alone. I do not believe they work if you try to buy too big of a geographic area. You can't be all things to all people. You know, if you live in Heathrow, you probably shouldn't be advertising in Kissimmee. You know, this is a hyper-local geographic business. Zillow, trulyarealtor.com, again, how to make these part of an overall package. How to buy what you should buy from them, not what they're calling trying to sell you. It's two very different things. They want to sell you what makes them the most money. I want to show you how to buy what makes you the most money. It's two very different things. All right, so secret number two, that database is your business. This is the thing no one can take from you. This is the thing that will dictate how successful you become. Because again, if I'm going to hold a seminar and I'm going to get 80 real estate agents to give me their information and put them in my database, I've got to do something with that, right? I've got to understand the value that is. And what I see is too many agents, they'll hold an open house. This is another, you know, great give something to get something. Get out there and give your time to sit in an open house. When you're meeting those people, you got to be putting them in your database, right? So it's all about building that database. Secret number three is you have to stay in touch, right? We all have our database. How many of us actually actively market to it? You know, we talk about it. Maybe we mean to. And I don't just mean, okay, I paid a service. They're going to send them out 12 recipes a year with my picture on it. That is not staying in touch. All right, staying in touch is picking up the phone. Staying in touch is sending a personalized email. You know, those are staying in touch, and that's what you have to understand about your database. So, speaking of databases, you all already have three databases. All right, these are your three secret databases that everybody forgets about. Number one, your smartphone in your pocket. These are people that you like and probably like you back because you have stored them in your phone, right? How many of you have contacts stored in your phone that you have not talked to in the last 90 days? Probably a lot of us. That's a mistake, right? These people like to hear from you. And again, you're not checking in to say, hey, I'm calling to sell you real estate. You know, you're just calling to have a conversation. You're calling to stay in front of them. You're calling to keep in touch with that database. Database number two is your email account. I know we all have addresses that we've emailed through Gmail or Outlook or whatever you use that you haven't been in touch with in the last 90 days. And again, I'm not talking about sending them an HTML newsletter with a recipe on it. I'm talking about a personalized email from you. If you just sit down and say, you know what, every day I'm going to send 50 personalized emails to people in my address book. Let me see who I got. Let me go into the S's. Oh, here's Steve. We went to high school together. Let me check in. I know he had a kid not too long ago. Let me see how his kid's doing. Let me check in. Keep those personal touches going. Keep those personal interactions going. And then number three is your social media, your Facebook. All right, Facebook is a database. And there's a lot of buzz and hype right now about Facebook marketing and everything else. The real key to Facebook is not marketing to strangers. It's marketing to the people that you have a relationship with. It's marketing to people you went to high school with, that you used to work with. You were in some way labeling each other as friends. You regularly like each other's stuff. Right? I mean, think about how this language sounds. The key to Facebook is marketing to your friends and your database. People get on there and say, oh, I'm going to buy Facebook ads and market to strangers. It's no good. It's no good. You want to make sure you're using Facebook to market to your contacts in your database. And so what do I want to see as a database? You know, I don't want to see you throwing up there, just listed this house 10 times in a row, right? I want to see, hey, I'm out taking pictures of a house today. Maybe pop a selfie in there, right? You know, think about what you post naturally for social media. And then also when you're working that database, I think it's a huge mistake to do it through the page, the business page. This is a person-to-person business. I think you've got to use your personal Facebook to build those relationships. That's where the relationship was built. That's where you want to market it. A lot of you are here today because you saw the seminar on Facebook. That was on my personal Facebook. It was not on the business Facebook. This is a person-to-person business. And so with these three databases, you've got to regularly stay in touch. And this is not putting out garbage. This is putting out person-to-person communication. You know, a lot of you may not realize this, but Facebook filters what it shows to other people. They used to call it EdgeRank. It has a new name now. They don't tell us what it is. But the idea is they can only show so many posts to people. And so they decide based on the likes, the comments, the quality, the views. Is it a picture? Is it a link? Is it a video? And when I teach specific classes on Facebook and internet marketing, we talk about this. But the way you craft those messages, the way you tag people, the way you interact depends and makes whether or not your stuff is going to show up to your friends. You know, just because you post it doesn't mean everybody sees it. You've got to post correctly and do it right. And person-to-person communication will always get more. If you're just auto-posting your listings, you're actually hurting yourself because they're not getting a lot of interactions. If you all go back home today and look at your Facebook posts, the ones where you're auto-posting listings probably didn't get very many likes or comments. The one where you put a picture of your kid taking his first steps probably blew up with comments and likes. And so when you put one of those on there, Facebook says, oh, this guy's putting out some quality content. We like him. Let's push his stuff to the top. And then you bury it with 10 listings in a row and nobody clicks on them. And Facebook says, oh, this looks like a spammer. Send him back to the bottom. All right. So that's all important stuff to know. But you've got to market to these three databases. Next up, internet advertising. All right. Secret number one for internet advertising. Do not fall into the instant gratification trap. All right, this is the biggest problem agents have with internet marketing. You give somebody some money, and all of a sudden, all these leads start flowing into your inbox, right? And you think, oh, wow, this is the best thing ever. I've never gotten this many leads before. I've done open houses. I've done direct mail. I've tried everything, and I never got 50 leads in 2 minutes before. This is great. But how many of those people are even serious, right? And everybody kind of figures this out over time. 6 months later, how many of those leads actually converted? All right, the quality of internet leads is not as good as other leads you can generate.
Hey, joining us on Real Prospector, as previously mentioned, is Peter Cook. This guy is an institution in the Jacksonville, St. Augustine area when it comes to buying and selling not only residential, but getting into the investment properties, a very special segment of the economy. He's also, as you'll find out later in the interview, a leader in the technology and the use of technology to further his brand. So, Peter Cook, how are you today?
I'm doing well. That's funny to hear technology and my name put together, if you really knew me. But yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Overall, you've been around the game for a long time. How do you feel the recovery's going?
I mean, I think it's going really well right now. I mean, Jacksonville lags behind most places in Florida. And Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Palm Coast. And you could just see it. You know, Orlando's been really hot. South Florida really recovered fast. And we really do see, you know, prices in St. Augustine are right back. There's a lot of activities, a lot of building going on. There's places like Nocatee up in Jacksonville, which is the number one or number two developer in the United States. They're doing about 1,000 homes a year, new builds. And, you know, you just see a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, it's a lot of people are moving here and people, you know, there's just a lot of action going on, I guess I could say.
Let's go back to the very beginning, because you have a very, very solid path that got you to where you are today, but you had to develop a lot of strengths in doing it. So take us back to post-college years. You were here in Central Florida living right out kind of where we are. And tell us where you went from there that helped you get a grasp on not only residential real estate, but setting out what you did to make your mark in industrial and investment properties.
Sure, sure. So I'm from Lake Mary. I went to Lake Mary High School, and then I played football up at the University of Rhode Island. And when I got done with college, my last semester of school, I went to Australia and went over there. When I got back, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was a business major. So I ended up at RDV Sports, and I trained some very, you know, high-end individuals and also ran their sports training division of, you know, worked with like a lot of professional athletes and whatnot. And I always use mentorship. Someone had taught me to always get a mentor. And I happened to run into a guy that I used to know. I grew up as best friends with his brother, a guy by the name of Paul Bobick. His father was Gary Gamble. I just didn't even realize they were so big in real estate. And he worked for a guy named Bobby Ginn, who was developing Reunion at the time, neighborhood Reunion in a neighborhood out in Palm Coast called Hammock Beach. And he offered me, you know, he kind of took me under his wing for 2 years. He'd meet with me, myself and my friend, and kind of tell us the ropes and saying that this is a really good opportunity. It's a really good opportunity. So from asking him and begging him, I guess, and annoying him for 2 years, he gave us an opportunity out at a place called Cinnamon Beach, which was Hammock Beach. And I was we were the very first two salespeople hired out there. And little did we know that Syntex was going to grow this division. And from there, I went on to national sales. Part of it was just, you know, I'm very determined in what to do. I'll do whatever it takes to get into the position. And then once you're in it, really timing was very good. I mean, the boom happened. So, you know, once I was in there, a lot of it just kind of took off on its own. And, you know, I got to ride that wave up for the 5 years.
Well, one of the coolest things about your upcoming in the business was when you were working with Bobby, there's probably very few people in the globe, you know, on the planet, so to speak, that market like he does. You know, most people, hi, we're going to open up a development here in Central Florida. We're going to build a nice looking entrance. We're going to have a nice looking clubhouse. Oh, by the way, we'll put some flags out by the highway. We'll advertise in the paper that we're going to have an open house. But not Ginn. No, Ginn's got people out there actually bidding to buy property or even be allowed to get property. And he was really doing some gigantic marketing things that nobody else had ever come close to.
Yeah, I was fortunate. I worked for his competitor at first, Syntex Destination Properties, and we were mimicking him. Paul Bobick got hired, and he was a Bobby Ginn guy, and he went to Syntex, and we really mimicked them. And it was very relationship-oriented and a lot of marketing, a lot like what Robert does. He markets, you know, marketing works. And Bobby was a visionary. And by the end, I worked with Bobby because Syntex got bought out, and I ended up working with Bobby when we were doing Ginn Samir in Bahamas. And I was up in Manhattan, and we would host wealthy people up there. We had a penthouse office up there, and we'd fly people down. And the great thing about Bobby was he was an incredible visionary, and he was the best to work for. I only got an opportunity to work with him, but he was even being his competitor, he was a marvel in the way that they would take care of their clients and the relationship-oriented, and he did. He marketed. There was no flags involved with it. You had to build value. We'd go into markets and we'd say, you know what, the average price per square foot is $200. We're going to make it $400, but we're going to do this because we're going to create so much value to our clients and really create a lot. We sell lifestyle. We don't sell homes. And that was just, you know, that stuck with me. Everything's about relationships still. And, you know, it was a great treat to be around somebody like that. You know, that's my goal is to be like that, you know, have the vision and create value. Don't go with what the market is.
For those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Rob Newton. We're talking to Peter Cook. Peter is the founder of Cook Investment Group, one of the top real estate professionals in Northeast Florida, been involved in the marketing and sales of over $500 million in real estate. In your bio, it talks a lot online about the fact that it was those early years where you started developing your own sort of scheme or whatever, or your own planning on how to find properties that weren't really known yet and create a very, very big desire in them, much like Ginn had done before you.
Yeah, I mean, you start to see it. I do it a lot. So I'm part of an ownership group that owns a brokerage called May Real Estate Group. And what we do here in Northeast Florida in Jacksonville, I partner up with a lady, Annie Marks, and a couple of other folks that she had the homeowners associations. She's the largest homeowner association group in Northeast Florida. So we have 40,000 homeowners that she manages their communities. And, you know, some of the top communities from Sawgrass to Hammock Beach to World Golf Village, those are our communities. She has 200 employees. So what I took was a little bit of what Keller Williams does with once you have your database, go market to them, you know, and go take care of the people that you already know and then build off. And that was the same thing that Ginn did. He would do one community and the people would come in there. Well, birds of a feather flock together. Once you already have those communities, build off referrals off that. And so what we've done even with our investment properties, I looked into this opportunity. I didn't really understand investment properties at the time. I got in with a guy, Peter Vexelman, who does all my marketing here. He's the number one buyer in the Southeast United States, does about 100 flips a year, 100 flips a month. And then he partnered up with me in Northeast Florida and Jacksonville. And so what we do is we market to get properties that people want to sell. And then what we do is, like Bobby, we create value for our investors where we really do stick together with them. We set them up with great rental company. We set them up with great people to do the construction. We set up everything. We do parties for them. We have groups so that, you know, we really try to create a relationship. It's everything's about a relationship and trust from Annie to Peter to everything. And that's kind of our unique thing. That's our unique probably, when you get in our database, we take care of you. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal, you know. There's no magic bullet with it, you know.
So the lead generation is magic. You get an investor, he's done well from you. You go to a party, you go to a social event, you go to a Jacks game, and all of a sudden you're in the owner's box and somebody says, hey, you know, I want you to meet Peter Cook. He put me into such and such investment. He put me in the hammock. He put me here. He put me there. And you ought to touch base with him, and suddenly you've picked up another client.
Yeah, and what I learned from the downfall, the first time around, I mean, I was part of the hair club president of men. I was not only the president, I was also my number one client. I was a young guy, and I was more of a speculator in the old reservation. If you remember, I don't know if you remember the reservation days. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, someone would buy before it. I didn't even know. It was, you know, a book, Land to Remember, we were required to read in Florida. Everyone should read it. You would think it was written in the 2000s, but it was a story written in the 70s about the old time. It was the exact same, these big hype and parties, you know, and people lining up. And that was what the fall of the economy was in the 1930s. And I lived it. I mean, I went down to $20 in my pocket, you know, after high rolling and doing these things, going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Where this time around, I joined a group. I have a mastermind group. I have an accountability group of called GoBundance. And these guys really taught me about cash flow properties. And I just said, all I thought about was, like, all right, if everything, I love doing these developments. We just got done doing the Hard Rock in Daytona Beach. I love doing all these things. But, like, what if that goes away? What can I sell? Mm. You know, what is my real value? And I was just like, investment properties, that's my value. If I could figure out how to get that niche and you get a return that's very reasonable, you know, it's not outlandish. If you buy for $50,000, you can rent it for $1,000. That's, you know, X amount return. That's a good deal, and everyone will always buy from you. And then you can always sell to anybody because it doesn't really matter. They don't even have to live here. And if you can do that and pull that off, that gives me job security. It's not rocket science. So, you know, so that was what I really, like, I was meeting all these millionaires that were saying, this is what we look for. I said, all right, I'm not the brightest bulb. Let me just give what the defense, take what the defense gives me and go into that market a little bit. So it just,
so in your database, you've got to be putting what cap rate these guys are looking for and what ROI, yep, return on investment they're looking for. And once they're in your database, it's almost like, okay, you know, putting fish in a barrel. You have built up a really great one. You are a super guy that is well respected in the industry. And the other thing that I found through our research is that Peter Cook is well respected for living up to your word. You know, I think we've all seen the guys come into Florida and hype, hype, hype. And the next thing you know, they're hype, hype, hyping in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, well, the first time around was really hard for me because I ran national sales. I'd sold all over the country. That $500 million was from Lake Las Vegas. It was all my clients. And that's, you know, I ran national sales. It was friends, family. I bought everywhere with them. So I went down with the ship rather than selling off when I knew it was going down because I just couldn't live with it. So this time around, I sat there. And what I did is, you know, even though we have a rental company, there's a better rental company for these investment company. Even though that we could do the repairs because I could even get a cliff, but there's better people to do the repairs. So, like, what we did is we partner up with, like, the best companies to go do it, like an RP funding. Have them go do the mortgage. You don't need to have everything. Partner up with them. Find out your mutual interest. And it's really good, and it's very transparent. Like, we're really good at getting the deals. I got these guys on my team, Gonzalo Corzo, Vicente Sanchez, that are just incredible. Lenji Nicola with my Link company, that they're better than me. And then we just find better companies than us to go work with. And that's just, you know, that's been my secret, you know, is not to try to get everything. Don't be greedy. Even, you know, I like to go lead generate. That's what I like. I love lead generating. I don't need to, you know, I have a team even with my normal listings as I get. I don't need every piece of it. You know, just give me a little clip. And let me do that and build, you know, try to build out a great thing and great value for my clients. If I take care of my clients, I'll be taken care of.
We got about 3 minutes to spend together. Give me your contact information so everybody will know that.
Yeah, my contact, you can go to May Real Estate. Probably the easiest is email or Facebook. At Facebook, it's Pete Cook, and my last name is spelled K-U-C. Exactly how it doesn't sound, but it's KUC. Facebook's really easy. You can go to our company website, which is www.mayregroup.com. And then, and my email is p.pkuc@mayregroup.com. And those are probably the best contacts for me.
Got about a minute and a half to talk about, and we're going to have you back to really expand on this. But tell us about your innovation and kind of a leadership role in using a real estate video blog. We have 2 minutes.
The video blog's funny. They're asking me, first off, I was very shy, which I really was. I couldn't even publicly speak. So that was over last year. I really tried to tackle that, which it was funny doing those blogs to start off with. But a part of my group, one of the guys in my mastermind group is a guy that owns a company called Viral Marketing. And basically, I do two marketing. I take the Keller Williams platform, and I try to touch my clients 33 times a year. And two of those touches a month are automatically done by Viral Marketing, and we've had tremendous success. It just people click onto it, and I do two a month on different topics, and they really do work. And it's funny; it doesn't really matter how great you sound or anything else. People click on it, you know, and they respond. The open rate is great. So, and then we put it on our Facebook, we put it on our website, and all that stuff. It's been a game changer for me. I just picked up a developer deal just from that because I get made fun of from my friends and everybody else, and everyone notices little goofy things, and I've had to get thick skin, but it's made me grow.
I tell you what, any way you can get the word out there, and you are an authority, and people do want to hear more of you and see you and put a face with the name and that sort of thing. So I just want to tell you what an honor it's been to be talking with you today on Real Prospector. We're glad to have you on the site. We hope that we can continue the conversation throughout the months ahead. And one more time, give us your best website address.
The best website address, go to www.mayreegroup.com or just Facebook me at Pete Cook, PETKUC. My three beautiful daughters with me in the picture.
Just like it sounds. All right, Peter, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, that's why you listen to Real Prospector Radio, because we have that kind of caliber of people. Peter Cook. Peter, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That was a great interview. Thank you so much.
You bet, my friend.